pleasant good morning to everyone. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Today is the 22nd of August, 2023. My name is Father Roderick Bain, and I am the rector of the parish of St. Barnabas, located in New Providence, Bahamas. Let us pray the collect for this week. Almighty God, you have given your only Son to be for us a sacrifice for sin, and also an example of godly life. Give us grace to receive thankfully the fruits of his redeeming work, and to follow daily in the steps of his most holy life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now the reading, which is the Eucharistic reading for today. A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 23, verse 23 to 29. At that time Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint, dill, and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. It is these you ought to have practiced without neglecting the others. You blind guides, you strain out gnats, but swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you clean the outside of the cup and of the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup so that the outside also may become clean." This is the Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ, our Lord. Some words from our Gospel as we meditate today. First, clean the inside of the cup so that outside may also become clean. Today in our Gospel, Jesus, the one who we sometimes envision as a great miracle worker, the one who we see as one who caused a disturbance, the one who oftentimes we associate with radical action, comes down now to Jesus, the wisdom teacher. Jesus, the one who elucidates not only the laws, but the focus of the Jewish laws that focus on purity and what it is to be clean. He chastised today in an eloquent way the Pharisees, the scribes. He chastised those who thought that they were clean, who thought that they were doing the right thing, who thought that they were being the exact thing that they wanted to portray. That is, that they were the best of the best. But Jesus, as we would say in our culture, had to tell them a thing or two. Jesus pulled their files and he read them their cards. Because Jesus, like all of us, we have eyes where we see and know what is wrong, and we must say and do something about it. Jesus saw and knew the contradictory acts of the Pharisees and the scribes. Jesus calls them today hypocrites, which means technically that they live contradictory lives. They profess one thing with their mouths, but in their lives they show another. I believe that Jesus speaks to all of us today, not just the scribes and the Pharisees, not just the Sadducees, but he speaks to all of us. Because Jesus and his program, his kingdom, the kingdom that he came to bring, is an overall teaching that should cause us to recognize that Jesus wanted to move things from where they are to where they should be. He recognized the conflicts and the contradictions of this life, and he saw quite well that, as Plato would have seen years before, that the idealistic life is a life that we all aspire to. But the real life, reality in which we live, sometimes is far away from the ideal. Christianity and our faith holds up these ideals. And so things like true justice and mercy and what faith and compassion is all about, we may have in our minds the idealistic way that these things should be portrayed. But in reality, many of us, if not all of us, fall short. We are not living the life, the ideal life that we should live. And so Jesus really took it to the Pharisees, and he really took it to those who are the religious people of the day, the religious groupings, and told them to their face that they are hypocrites. Not many of us, as members of God's church, would like to be called hypocrites. There are some of us who have been called hypocrites. People have called priests, and people have called Anglicans. People have called, those who serve around God's altar, hypocrites. Because we may be easy to pinpoint, easy to point a finger at. But all of us behave in hypocritical ways whenever we fall short, whenever we find ourselves struggling and we are not able to maintain the ideal. Jesus also, in a deeper way, not just to settle with the whole state that we are fallen creatures, but while we live, we must realize that there is a two-sidedness about us as human beings. That which is within and that which is without. As human beings, we operate and we function in ways internally in our being. That is, in our heart of hearts, in our souls, there are things and feelings, there are beliefs, there are things we hold near and dear that no one can see and no one knows. These are, of course, those spaces in us that may come alive when we worship, when we say our prayers, when we receive communion, when we are closest to God. When we become very close to God, this is the part of us then that becomes alive. And it becomes alive in such a way that we feel that we and God are one. There is this oneness that exists internally with us, with God. But while we may have an internal oneness with God, that spiritual part of us may feel as if it is perfected. It is the fleshly side of us, the external side of us, that can sometimes betray all that we are spiritually. And so you might spend lots of time in your closet, your prayer closet. You might spend a lot of time reading scripture. You might spend a lot of time in church. You might spend a lot of time doing the religious things in your own personal ways. But when you get out in public, when you speak, when you act, when you do anything, that is how people will know your hearts and will see exactly if you are living a congruent life. If you are what you're supposed to be from within, then you yourself cannot contradict yourself by the life that you live outside. Meaning, what you profess with your lips and your heart, you are to portray with your life. And there should be no contradiction in it. If you are living a dirty life within, then chances are you will live a dirty life outside. And if you live a clean life, a pure life, a life that is closer to God within, in the ideal world, in the classical sense of spirituality, the soul and everything spiritual about us should drive the fleshly nature of who we are. After all, the grace of God should help us to be a more complete person so that we are able to overcome whatever inclinations and proclivities of the flesh that we may have, that we do not contradict our faith. If we profess that we believe in Jesus Christ, if we profess that God is our Lord, our Savior, and if we profess to be followers of Jesus Christ, then everything then that comes from our mouths and every action that comes from us should be godly. And so Jesus today was bold enough to tell the Pharisees and others that they were like the cups that they wash. They wash inside, but outside it may be dirty. Inside it may be clean, outside can be dirty. Outside can be clean, and inside can be dirty. All this is saying is that we ought to live from our heart. Make sure that what we are within is portrayed in the life outside. After all, if we live this way, we will be a complete and a wholly collected person. That we will be consistent in our faith and consistent in our being. We will be a total unity with God, and we will become more believable symbols of Jesus Christ in this world. Nobody will take us seriously or believe in us if we live contradictory lives, hypocritical lives, lives in which we profess that we are, but we portray otherwise that we are far from that which we profess. And so today the challenge is still on. And the words of Jesus, the great rabbi that teaches the Pharisees and teaches the Jews in his day, is still speaking to us today. Do not live dirty lives inside and try to appear to be clean outside. What you are within is what you should live out in your life. All of us then have work to do. As Jesus tells them, you blind Pharisee, first clean the inside so that the outside may become clean. This is my hope and my prayer for us this day then. In his name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Christ Jesus, help us to live lives that are not contradictory. Help us to be through and through filled with you. May you permeate our lives, our hearts, our souls, and may your Spirit continue to direct us in all things. Help us to be true symbols of you, that as people see and experience and hear us, that they may know that whatever we say and whatever we do comes from a clean and a pure heart. And now may your blessing, that of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, be upon us and remain with us now and evermore. Amen. This concludes our devotion. Please to share with someone today and live lives that are non-contradictory, clean within and clean without.